pillar and could tell me anything of his castle. Both he and his wife crossed themselves and simply refused to speak further. Just before I was leaving, the landlady came up to my room and said, in a very hysterical way, "Must you go?" When I told her that I must, and that I was engaged on important business, she said, "It is the eve of St. George's Day. Do you not know that tonight, when the clock strikes midnight, all the evil things in the world will have full sway? Do you know where you are going?" Finally, she went down on her knees and implored me not to go, at least to wait a day or two before starting. I said, as gravely as I could, that I thanked her, but my duty was imperative. She then rose, and taking a crucifix from her neck, offered it to me. It seemed ungracious to refuse. She saw the doubt in my face, for she put the rosary round my neck and said, "For your mother's sake," and went out of the room. The 5th of May. I got on the coach and we started. I soon lost recollection of ghostly fears and the beauty of the scene as we drove along. Beyond the green swelling hills rose mighty slopes of forest up to the lofty steeps of the Carpathians. When it grew dark, there seemed to be some excitement amongst the passengers, and they kept speaking to the driver as though urging him to further speed. Then the mountains seemed to come nearer to us on each side. We were entering